welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
And from World's Finest True Believers and Marvel Alliance, we've got Chris.
Happy to be here.
Well, thanks for being here.
I can go if you want.
You can spare like another 20 minutes, right?
Sure. For you, always.
Appreciate that, bud.
Ron, I'd spare a whole day with, but you just for 20 minutes.
Wait a minute. We are on the final issue of this Superman story arc, issue 585 of Action Comics. If you want to check out our previous coverage, check out our last five episodes. And that's all I'm giving this time.
And then there's also the Superman mini series from issue or from episode.
See if you could get it.
How many episodes? There were six of them.
Yep.
I don't remember. 266 to 271.
There you go.
Hey.
Okay.
Close enough. All right, so we open up on this one, and we've got the Phantom Stranger monologuing a bit. He's telling us about what's going to be happening.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I do like the gravestones because we've got the
names of everybody that
team.
Did the.
Yep. I always love when they do that with any sort of creative team if they're in the background and not just a block.
Yeah. But he talks about Arethusa and how Superman's fighting her.
This is like a new character to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say I'd never heard of her before, but.
Yeah, I don't know if we ever get her again.
I like the outfit.
Of course you do.
Well, it looks cool. Why? What? I don't understand.
Anyway.
Anywho, so we've got old man Superman here squaring off against. What is his name? Was Arethusa?
Sure. Barb Kowalski?
Arethusa. We'll just call her Barb. And she's like, don't you understand, Superman? I control all your power. And he's like, oh, I'm old. Heart attack. And then she falls for it. And then he's like, ha, got your stick. And then he smashes it against the ground.
Phrasing.
Yep.
And she turns back into... Barb, and Superman's like, man, you're an asshole. Look what you did with all this power. And while this is going on, her ship is blowing up in the background, and this one tiny little crystal goes flying out of Metropolis and ends up in this graveyard where old Phantom Stranger's telling the story from.
Yep.
And then we get him introducing himself in Clark's apartment, and luckily they know each other.
Correct.
So it's not awkward or anything.
Yeah, I mean, he is, you know, one of the masters of the
mystic
arts.
That's my friend from work. Anyways,
okay.
But he's like, hey, you need to come with me now to the graveyard. Or no, wait, that's Buffy. Never mind.
Anyway,
come on, the Buffy
yes,
movie.
Yes, I know. Yes.
All right, Donald Sutherland. You need to come with me now to the graveyard.
I haven't seen that movie in forever.
I got it if you want to borrow it.
I'm good.
Are you sure?
There's some problems with that.
Pretty
I
epic.
Got problems with it nowadays.
That movie?
Or people behind it.
I would say, because there are a lot of problems with that movie.
Well, yes, but...
yes, besides that.
And anyways, so Clark and the Phantom Stranger show up at this graveyard.
Well,
and
the Phantom Stranger, like, pulls him over just like...
Yeah, they
magic
show up.
Hims. Magics him.
Which anyway. Kills Clark because he's anti-magic.
Yeah. Not, anyway.
No, it's too late. He's dead. Canonically, he's dead.
Well,
now.
I guess we're done with the podcast.
And
huh?
That was it. See, there you go. But we get this ground monster.
Yeah. Yeah, there's...
And Superman's like, I'm going to beat the dirt out of you.
What? Like, okay.
I'm sorry, did you have something to add to that?
No, I was just gonna point out that you know, once Stranger shows him the monster, Superman is shocked. Like, he's got like a, like, oh, what am I gonna, how am I gonna deal with this kind of look on my face? But then he like squares his jaw and he's like, all right, I gotta go to work. You know, he's being Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, he's.
Yeah, but it's just like, man, all right, so we got ground monster. I mean,
yeah, it
we could have just called Swamp Thing and then might have had this sorted out quicker.
Which Phantom Stranger has a better relationship with Swamp Thing than he does with Superman. So I don't know why he didn't.
Look, Superman was closer.
I mean,
just because he's magical and he can pop up and out wherever he wants to.
I'll say Swamp Thing is all of the green, but I mean, honestly, what it is just Swamp Thing is over at Vertigo, and it's really all it is.
Fair enough.
So,
but you know, Superman's, like I said, beating the dirt out of this ground monster, and we get like this half-assed backstory about how these are all bad people and bad graves and they're bad, and Phantom Stranger's like, hey, Superman, you want to keep these guys busy? I'll be back. And he goes into the
monster.
Phantom Realm?
I don't know. There's like this courtroom set up with all of the dead bodies now back alive.
And he's like, yeah. No. They're all like, yeah, we were punished unjustly because, you know, we were the victims. We weren't the aggressors. And Phantom Stranger's like, are you guys fucking dense? You're like murderers and rapists and criminals and bad guys. All this time, Superman's like, man, this dirt's getting boring. But I got to keep it from getting to Metropolis, so I'm going to pick it up in the air.
This is signature move. He takes stuff,
dirt out of the ground and throws it
in the air. Yeah,
I'm surprised he didn't throw it in like the perfect orbit.
They could be the watchers of the lab and those two dead guys.
Hey, I forgot you guys were up here. My bad. But all the while, the Phantom Stranger's like, hey, these are all the people that you actually fucked up. These are the actual victims. And they're here to fuck you up back. And then you get this like fucking barroom brawl with all these ghost people.
Yeah, the bodies and then the victims. Like it's fine.
And then the Phantom Stranger hits them all with this green blast, and the stone falls out. Well, while the stone, the crystal, whatever, the gem falls out.
I keep wanting to say black Superman's crystal, but it's not Eclipso, so I can't say that.
Do what?
So I keep wanting to say a black crystal, but it's not Eclipso, so I can't say that. You'll get to him. We'll get to him soon, actually.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Wait, Calypso's a dude?
Yeah. Eclipso.
Oh.
Not Calypso.
not Calypso.
I was like, since when is Calypso a dude?
That's completely different.
Who's actually being played by Lucy Liu in the Shazam movie.
I'd still hit Lucy even at this age.
And well, yeah.
Actually, she probably hit me. Kind of scary, but.
All I can think about is the Futurama with Lucy Liu. Oh.
Last time I saw Lucy Liu was in Ash versus Evil Dead. It was a TV show.
Yeah, I haven't watched that yet.
Showtime, maybe?
I think it's on Netflix.
No, it was somewhere the Stars.
There you go,
something?
Stars.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on either Netflix or Hulu.
Are you sure you're not thinking of Lucy Lawless? Or Lucy
what
Liu?
What did I say?
Lucy Liu.
Oh, I meant Lucy Lawless. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
She just looked at my ass.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah.
Anyways, back
I was like,
to,
I must have missed
hey,
that.
What are we... Oh, Superman's taken it into space.
Yeah.
Which, look,
he's actually thrown it into the sun.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the thing. Where is the
that's
lab
what I was
again?
Curious, you know?
Yeah. I'm sure it's there.
Phantom Stranger's like, oh, here. You know how you can change a piece of coal to a diamond? Try doing that trick with this.
Can you reverse it?
He's like, well, as a matter of fact, sure can.
So this is now two problems that Superman says, you know what? I don't want to deal with it right now. I'm going to throw it into space.
Well, in Superman 4, that ends up being a bad thing.
Yes.
Oh, I do not look forward to watching
that. Oh, God, we're going to have to cover that.
Yes, we are.
And 3.
I'm looking forward to 3. Richard Pryor.
Okay. Fair enough.
Anyway.
Or you could go, yeah, Superman Returns and have lots of problems with it.
Oh, God, we have to watch that too, don't we?
Okay, we're not talking about those now. Let's get back to the comic.
Anyways, Superman crushes it. The Phantom Stranger's like, thanks, buddy. The end. Yeah, that is the end. Yeah.
This issue, I it's obviously, you know, either filler. we had a fifth week, we had, you know, something we needed to like you said, fill in, but it was just like, man, I try not to get down, but oh, this is just not a good issue. And I like Phantom Stranger. I really do.
I think I texted you one time when you said that about this issue. I'm like, yeah, it had to have been a filler because the next three issues for each or next issue for each title is a Legends tie-in. So I think they had the 5-issue like connected story for the other ones. And they're like, well, we're going to be tying into this later on. What can we do here? Phantom Stranger.
I just want to see the development of the thing. Like, we'll bring in Phantom Stranger and we're going to have an earth creature that's somehow taken over by things that they kill. It's like, wow, we went really far out on Superman for this one. This is not on brand at all.
On the plus side, it wasn't as bad as the Flash leading up to the trial.
Fair. Yeah, so that those lead ups, I'm not happy we had to read those, but I'm also happy we did, you know, to see like bad. To see
we needed the other side.
Yes. Yes, we did.
This is what it could have been.
But at the same time, but
count your blessings.
This is one issue out of these 6 issues.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That was bad. The other 5 were great. To a point.
It wasn't like the worst thing in the world. It was just like, okay, this seemed very much out of place.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely recommend this to anybody. It's John Byrne.
Maybe it's just because they needed that thing thrown into space. And they're like, who throws shit into space? Hey, remember those last 2 issues?
Superman.
Superman solves his problems like that. Yes. We're going to throw it into space.
Yes, he does. Chris, what did you think? You thought this was good?
Oh, yeah. No, I think it does a good job, you know, from Man of Steel, you know, picking up and, you know, not missing a beat. You know, they kind of go back and read those issues. No, we're just going to kind of continue on and the never ending battle continues. Yep. So, no, I love this era despite our kind of poking fun at it at that point. It leads itself to it. But again, I think these are good, strong issues.
And, you know, back in its day, this is probably fantastic.
Well, okay, yes, compared to what we have now, where we've had, what, 30 years of storytelling since then?
Yeah.
Or darn near. Like,
And then we have an age where we take a big step backwards with Superman. It's like, oh, good Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So this is, it's Superman. It's fun. We've definitely read worse stories. We got some more coming. But that being the case, Chris, why don't you go ahead and let everybody know where they can find you?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at Chris Balga. Got 2 shows, World's Finest True Believers. You can follow that on Twitter at Finest Believers and Marvel Alliance. You can follow that on Twitter as well at Marvel A Podcast, both on the Geek Ultimate Alliance Network. So subscribe to that feed and you'll get it all.
Yes, sir. I also get the awesome show Ranger Alliance that I co-host every once in a while.
Is that on the same network?
Yes, it is. You can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown. If you want to send your emails, you can do that to comicbookrundown@gmail.com.
Ron reads all the emails and will respond.
We don't have any emails, so yes, he will respond.
Absolutely.
You can rate and review us on iTunes, or I'm sorry, Apple Podcasts. Every time. I say it every time.
Is iTunes even a thing anymore?
No, it became Apple Podcasts.
Okay.
But it was iTunes for so long.
Yeah, for like 2 decades.
Exactly.
Branding.
Yeah. If you leave us a review, we'll read it on the show. You can find t-shirts. Go buy t-shirts from us over at Redbubble and TeePublic. Links are in the show notes. Your song was done by Joe from Rekpa Podcast and one half of the Sex Turtles. And I think that is everything.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So, Chris, thank you again for coming on here. And
no, definitely look forward to the next time. That was always a good
definitely
time.
Definitely have you on for later.
And I look forward to, you know, Ron continuing to drop that little bit of charm that he does every time.
It's what keeps him coming back. I don't know.
It does.
It's what'd you say to me? You like listening because you don't know what we'll say and how we'll respond to situations.
Exactly. It's kind of like Howard Stern. The people who hate listening to him, the people who like listening will listen to an average time. Then the people who hate him will listen longer for the same reason. I want to hear what he's going to say next.
Perfect. I love it. I love it. All right. Yeah. Thank you again. And we will talk to you guys next time.
Bye-bye. See ya.